Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Live on in my love. You will live in my love if you keep my commandments, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love. I have told you this that my joy may be yours and your joy may be complete. This is my command, love one another. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, for a slave does not know what his master is doing. I call you friends because you have done everything that I have heard from my Father. It was you who chose me, not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This is my command, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. This church year, we're reading our gospel from Mark. During the Easter season, however, we read from John. And the reason is simply that Mark's gospel was written in about the year 65, the earliest of the gospels. John doesn't write until about the year 125. And John is much, much more theologically developed and has much greater insight into the resurrection than we find in Mark's gospel. For example, in John, we hear all of the prayers that Jesus makes to his Father, and we get an insight into the intimacy of their relationship. We don't have a word of that in Mark. We also hear Jesus' instructions to his disciples. His discourse with them at the Last Supper in John's gospel goes on for several chapters. There's not a word of it in Mark's gospel. In John's gospel and in his letters, one of which we also read from today, the overriding theme is love, that the Father has loved us, and so we should love him in return. And why would we not? Not a one of us in this room ever did anything to deserve the gift of life, and yet he gave it to us. And he not only gave us the gift of life, but he gave it to us here, in this land of freedom and opportunity. I could have been born in Syria, or Iraq, or the violence-torn South and Central America, but no, he gave me life here. And then the other thing that Jesus asks is that we take care of one another, that we love one another. It is only in John's gospel that we read the account of Jesus washing the feet of the apostles. That's not found in Matthew, Mark, or Luke, because John wants to emphasize that Jesus comes not to be served, but to serve, and that we should do the same. This whole thing we call religion is relatively simple. It comes down to loving our Creator and taking care of one another, and yet we complicate it. We keep throwing roadblocks in the way, stumbling blocks. All these man-made laws, push them aside and get back to what Jesus asks, that we love God and we take care of one another. Amen.